O nightingale, that on yon bloomy spray warblest at eve, when all the woods are still, thou with fresh hope the lover's heart dost fill, while the jolly hours lead on propitious May. Thy liquid notes that close the eye of day, first heard before the shallow cuckoo's bill, portend success in love. Oh, if Jove's will have linked that amorous power to thy soft lay, now timely sing, ere the rude bird of hate foretell my hopeless doom in some grove nigh. As thou from year to year hast sung too late for my relief, yet hadst no reason why. Whether the muse or love call thee his mate, both them I serve, and of their train am I. How soon hath time, the subtle thief of youth, stolen on his wing my 23rd year? My hasting days fly on with full career, but my late spring no bud or blossom showeth. Perhaps my semblance might deceive the truth, that I to manhood am arrived so near, and inward ripeness doth much less appear that some more timely happy spirits endureth. Yet be it less or more, or soon or slow, it shall be still in strictest measure, even to that same lot, however mean or high, toward which time leads me, and the will of heaven. All is, if I have grace to use it so, as ever in my great taskmaster's eye. Captain or colonel, or knight in arms, whose chance on these defenceless doors may seize, if deed of honour did thee ever please, guard them, and him within protect from harms. He can requite thee, for he knows the charms that call fame on such gentle acts as these. And he can spread thy name o'er lands and seas, whatever clime the sun's bright circle warms. Lift not thy spear against the muse's bower. The great Amathian conqueror bid spare the house of Pindarus, when temple and tower went to the ground. And the repeated air of sad Electra's poet had the power to save the Athenian walls from ruin bare. A book was writ of late called Tetrachordon, and woven close both matter, form, and style. The subject new. It walked the town a while, numbering good intellects, now seldom pored on. Cries the stall reader, "Bless us! What a word on a title page is this!" And some in file stand spelling false, while one might walk to Mile End Green. Why is it harder, sirs, than Gordon, Colketo, or MacDonnell, or Galasp? Those rugged names to our like mouths grow sleek, that would have made Quintilians stare and gasp. Thy age, like ours, O soul of Sir John Cheek, hated not learning worse than toad or asp, when thou taught'st Cambridge and King Edward Greek. I did but prompt the age to quit their clogs, by the known rules of ancient liberty, when straight a barbarous noise environs me of owls and cuckoos, asses, apes and dogs. As when those hinds that were transformed to frogs railed at Latona's twin-born progeny, which after held the sun and moon in fee. But this is got by casting pearl to hogs, that bawl for freedom in their senseless mood, and still revolt when truth would set them free. License they mean when they cry liberty, for who loves that must first be wise and good. But from that mark how far they rove we see, for all this waste of wealth and loss of blood. When I consider how my light is spent, half my days, in this dark world and wide, and that one talent which is death to hide, lodged with me useless, though my soul more bent to serve therewith my Maker, and present my true account, lest he returning chide. Doth God exact day labour, light denied? I fondly ask. But patience to prevent that murmur soon replies, God doth not need either man's work or his own gifts. Who best bear his mild yoke, they serve him best. His state is kingly. Thousands at his bidding speed and post o'er land and ocean without rest. They also serve who only stand and wait. Lawrence, of virtuous father, virtuous son, now that the fields are dank and ways are mire, where shall we sometimes meet, and by the fire help waste a sullen day, what may be won from the hard season gaining? Time will run on smoother, till Favonius re-inspire the frozen earth, and clothe in fresh attire the lily and rose that neither sowed nor spun. What neat repast shall feast us, light and choice, of Attic taste, with wine, whence we may rise to hear the lute well touched, or artful voice warble immortal notes and Tuscan air? He who of those delights can judge, and spare to interpose them oft, is not unwise. Syriac, whose grandsire on the royal bench of British Themis, with no mean applause pronounced and in his volumes taught our laws, which others at their bar so often wrench. Today deep thoughts resolve with me to drench in mirth, that after no repenting draws. Let Euclid rest and Archimedes pause, and what the Swede intend, and what the French. To measure life learn thou betimes, and know toward solid good what leads the nearest way. For other things mild heaven a time ordains, and disapproves that care, though wise in show, that with superfluous burden loads the day, and when God sends a cheerful hour, refrains. Fairfax, whose name in arms through Europe rings, filling each mouth with envy or with praise, and all her jealous monarchs with amaze, and rumours loud that daunt remotest kings, thy firm unshaken virtue ever brings victory home, though new rebellions raise their hydra heads, and the false north displays her broken league to imp their serpent wings. Oh, yet a nobler task awaits thy hand, for what can war but endless war still breed? Till truth and right from violence be freed, and public faith cleared from the shameful brand of public fraud. In vain doth valour bleed, while avarice and rapine share the land. Cromwell, our chief of men, who through a cloud not of war only, but detractions rude, guided by faith and matchless fortitude, to peace and truth thy glorious way hast ploughed, and on the neck of crowned fortune proud hast reared God's trophies and his work pursued, while Darwin's stream with blood of Scots imbrued and Dunbar field resounds thy praises loud and Worcester's laureate wreath. Yet much remains to conquer still. Peace hath her victories no less renowned than war. New foes arise, threatening to bind our souls with secular chains. Help us to save free conscience from the paw of hireling wolves, whose gospel is their maw. Syriac, this 3 years' day, these eyes, though clear to outward view of blemish or of spot, bereft of light their seeing have forgot. Nor to their idle orbs doth sight appear of sun or moon or star throughout the year, or man or woman. Yet I argue not against heaven's hand or will, nor bate one jot of heart or hope, but still bear up and steer right onward. What supports me, dost thou ask? The conscience, friend, to have lost them overplied in liberty's defence, my noble task, of which all Europe rings from side to side. This thought might lead me through the world's vain mask, content, though blind, had I no better guide. Because you have thrown off your prelate lord, and with stiff vows renounced his liturgy, to seize the widowed whore plurality, from them whose sin ye envied, not abhorred, Dare ye for this adjure the civil sword, to force our consciences that Christ set free, and ride us with a classic hierarchy, taught ye by mere A.S. and Rutherford? Men whose life, learning, faith, and pure intent would have been held in high esteem with Paul must now be named and printed heretics by shallow Edwards and Scotch what ye call. But we do hope to find out all your tricks, your plots and packing worse than those of Trent, that so the Parliament may with their wholesome and preventive shears clip your phylacteries, though balk your ears, and succour our just fears when they shall read this clearly in your charge. New presbyter is but old priest writ large. Methought I saw my late espoused saint, brought to me like Alcestis from the grave, whom Jove's great son to her glad husband gave, rescued from death by force, though pale and faint. Mine as whom washed from spot of childbed taint, purification in the old law did save. And such, as yet once more I trust to have full sight of her in heaven, without restraint, came vested all in white, pure as her mind. Her face was veiled, yet to my fancied sight, love, sweetness, goodness in her person shined so clear, as in no face with more delight. But oh, as to embrace me she inclined, I waked, she fled, and day brought back my night.